my people. I'm saying welcome back to K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub. We have another week of basketball ahead. The preseason has started this week. And WNBA playoffs are currently in action. We're going to talk about the Aces getting eliminated by the New York Liberty in three games. Well, in four games. 1-4. The New York Liberty beats the Aces in Las Vegas to advance to the championship. They'll face either the Connecticut Sun or Minnesota Lynx after game 5 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Caitlin Clark Rookie of the Year. But before we get into that, make sure y'all subscribe to the pod. It's gonna be episodes dropping every week. They're gonna be episodes dropping every week. They're gonna be dropping every week. As the season goes on. That's what's gonna be happening. So we're gonna start off with I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by something. Give me like 2 minutes real quick. While y'all wait, like I said, make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe. Also, my YouTube, K-Dub. The link for my YouTube channel should be in my Instagram bio or in my Spotify bio. I don't know. It should be in my Spotify bio. If not, it'll be in my Instagram bio or whatever. But my Instagram is JimGodKDub. Instagram, like I said, the YouTube link should be in the bio. So we're gonna kick it off with some Caitlin Clark news. So Caitlin Clark, she ends up winning Rookie of the Year. After the Olympics, Caitlin Clark started breaking all these records and sort of that stuff, and then, unfortunately, she was eliminated in the playoffs by the Connecticut Sun. They weren't able to get a single victory in that series. They lost 2-0. I think it was best of 3 for them. So they didn't win any games. But at the same time, Caitlin Clark had a historic season. I predicted next year she'll probably average a double-double. I'm not going to say a triple-double, but she'll definitely average a triple-double. She'll definitely average a triple-double in her career, probably like once or a couple of times. She had a great season, She averaged 19.2 points a game, 5.7 rebounds a game, 8.4 assists a game. For rookie, that's actually great stats for rookie. She almost averaged 29 almost. So, not bad for rookie, shout out to her. Hopefully the Fever can keep having success. Hopefully the Fever can keep having success, as she grows in her WNBA career. I think next year they will definitely be better. I was looking at some of the free agents too. I think Kelsey Mitchell's a free agent. I'm not really sure how free agency works in WNBA. It was kind of hard for me to see who was a free agent. I was looking at the list of who's a free agent and some free agents out there. So, if you ask me, they have a point guard, they got a shooting guard, and Kelsey Mitchell. Point guard and Caitlin, obviously. The big man, Aaliyah Boston. They got Nelissa Smith, I want to say, if that's her name. I think she's like the four. I think at the three, I think it's Lexi Hall, I want to say. But I think what they need probably is some more bench depth, and probably they need like a defender on their team, I think. Definitely need a defender. So I think those are some of the key stuff the Fever can go forward with to keep having success. But shout out to Caitlin Clark, rookie of the year, much deserved. She could have been unanimous, but there was one voter who voted for Angel Reese, so she couldn't get that first unanimous rookie of the year since I forget who. But yeah, it could have been unanimous, but one person voted for Angel Reese, even though Caitlin Clark, even though she's having a historic season. I probably would have voted for Angel Reese just because, I'm a fan of hers a little bit more than Caitlin Clark, So yeah. So that's that. So we'll move on to some WNBA playoffs. So we, like I said, the Aces lost to two, the Liberty. Asia Wilson was very emotional during her press conference last night. Her and Chelsea Gray, both said it's gonna be weird how that they won't have to wake up tomorrow morning and go to practice. They'll be at home. So, Asia, she went along saying that usually she turns off social media and she doesn't really watch basketball after, her season is over. So, she said usually, she'll pick up basketball around like January. Which is understandable, So, so the Aces are out. There'll be no three-peat for them, unfortunately. So, like I said, I think Kelsey Plummer's a free agent, so next season they can go out, if try and try. I think Kelsey Plum, I think she comes back, unless it's a contract situation, but I think she'll come back. So, yeah. Kelsey Plum, she'll be back, but if not, you gotta try and fill out that 2 guard position as best as possible for Kelsey Plum. But I'm pretty sure they'll be back, and next year they'll be more healthy and they'll start off the season better than what they did this year. So shout out to Aces, Asia Wilson. She had a historical season this year. She won MVP. She made first team on NBA first team all. A defensive team, I think. She was a gold medalist this year, so yeah, she. This was a really great year for Asia Wilson. A really great year. Definitely in the GOAT conversation, and she's not already the GOAT in WNBA history. All respect to Candace Parker, Tian Thompson, Sheryl Swoopes, and Cheryl Miller, and Dawn Staley, and Diana Taurasi, and Sue Bird, all those. Much respect, but Asia Wilson's definitely putting up some crazy stats and numbers, and it's very impressive what she's doing. And she's only 28 years old, so she'll definitely get better as time goes on. So shout out to Asia Wilson. The Aces are my team, along with the Chicago Sky. So, but the Aces will definitely be back in the playoffs next year. So tomorrow night, like I said, the Kinetics and Nessa Lynx, they match up for the final game of the season, Game 5, to see who wins to go to the finals to face the Liberty. So I got the Sun, because I'm a Dejounte Carrington fan. I like her defense. She made all first team the all defensive first team. So shout out to Dejounte. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that game pays out. So I'm gonna move on. The NBA season is back. Like I said, right now I have NBA Today on right now. But before we get into preseason, some breaking news. Shams signs with ESPN to replace Wode. I thought that would be some breaking news to talk about. I'm not gonna spend too much time on that, but I just read that Shams did get signed by ESPN to replace Wode. So shout out to Shams. Moving, so we're going to talk about the preseason LeBron and Bronny matched up in their first preseason game together yesterday versus the Phoenix Suns and KD. It was good to see both of them on the same court. Like I said, this is it was kind of a history in the making, seeing a son, a father son duo in the league together on the same court playing together. It was a historical day for LeBron. But but like LeBron, he's still, it's preseason. It's preseason, but Bronny did have 0 points yesterday with two rebounds. He played 13 minutes. I think the first preseason game he had 2 points, one rebound, one assist, and like three blocks. So Bronny's more of like he's more of going to get put in the game for like defensive purposes, not really offensively. He won't be needed, but I think Bronny's gonna get better. It's like I said, it's just preseason. Like Bronny might try harder when the season actually starts. We'll see if he's in the rotation at all. I know they have Dalton Crate. I want to say Dalton Crate, number four. He's a great shooter for the Lakers, so he'll be coming in that second unit with Bronny and Gabe Vincent, and I think maybe Vanderbilt might get some playing time. Jackson Hayes is the backup big man for AD. So the Lakers, they should make the playoffs. They'll probably be playing, but hopefully the Lakers are they don't be a play-in again. But the Lakers might be a play-in again. They might end up being a play-in team. So we'll see where the Lakers go from here. But the Suns were looking, but the Suns were looking yesterday. Devin Booker hit some clutch shots yesterday. KD's KD, like he hit some shots too. Got in the ring, got a couple of and one calls, they finished the game 118, 114 Suns. KD, I mean, obviously they're not gonna play the stars as much, but everybody looked good yesterday. Devin Booker looked good, Tyus Jones, he looked good. They're a new point guard. And for the Lakers, like D'Lo, he also looked good yesterday. AD looked good yesterday. Bron actually had 15 points in the second quarter in year 22 is crazy. So yeah, man, the Lakers are definitely gonna improve going forward. With their new coach and J.J. Redick setting up for certain plays that put his players in the best position to win. So I know J.J. Redick, he kind of talked about in his press conference saying that he wants them to shoot 43s. I want to say 43s. I want to say, I don't know if it was a game or in the season. I want to say 43s in a game, I want to say. So yeah, shout out to Lakers. Next, Karl-Anthony Towns makes his debut with the Knicks. Karl-Anthony Towns, he starts off the game. He hits a long three-pointer from the logo. Cat finished with 10 points, four rebounds. But Cat looked good, and not only did Cat look good, but LaMelo Ball is back. He had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and I mean 7 assists and 4 rebounds, excuse me. LaMelo had battled with injuries for a few years now. Hopefully the ankle situation kind of prevent him from being out this year. He can finally get back to that all-star form that he was in, the all-star team. He can kind of get back in the conversation of the new upcoming stars with, with Ja and Wemby, Luka, Shai, Zion, Chet, Tyrese Haliburton and Tyrese Maxey. I think LaMelo Ball is definitely top five, top six in that conversation when he's healthy. And I think people forget his rookie year before he fractured his wrist. He actually had the Hornets in the playoffs. They were the fourth seed, and then he had to have surgery on his wrist, and then he came back during the play-in, but it wasn't enough to get them into the playoff spot. So, I don't expect the Hornets to make the playoffs, but LaMelo when he's healthy, can make some noise. You know, him and Miles Bridges. So, yeah. Shout out to the Hornets, man. So currently right now, I think the Pelicans are playing Orlando. You know, a few games took place this weekend. You know, the Bucks played Pistons last night. You know, I think the Memphis Grizzlies, they'll play tonight. I think they play. So they'll play the Mavericks tonight. I don't know if Kyrie and Luka will play, but I know Luka, he's dealing with an injury right now, so I don't think Luka's going to play. Jaren Jackson has like a mild hamstring, I think. Hamstring, so he won't play. But look for Ja to play in his preseason game tonight versus Dallas. No, I don't know who my NBA team will be for the season. I'm trying to decide between the Sixers and the Grizzlies. I'm gonna just throw in the I'm gonna throw the Lakers in there, but I don't think I'm gonna be a Lakers fan. I've been there, done that, and they won a championship first year, but after that, it's been kind of like downhill. So, yeah. And then the Suns, obviously KD. I'm a KD fan, but me personally, I don't like how the Suns roster is still constructed. I think they're still too small. I still think the Suns should went out and got like a defender. You know, they don't really have a real small four on it. I mean, KD is a small four, but he's playing the four. So I think the Suns need a perimeter defender. You know, I mean, you got Royce O'Neal, but I mean, I like Mikal Bridges would fit that. You know, see, I think Mikal Bridges would fit perfectly for him. But obviously, he's on the Knicks now. Oh, I didn't talk about Mikal Bridges. You know, he also made his debut with the Knicks yesterday. So Mikal Bridges played yesterday. He only had 4 points, but you know, new team, new situation. You know, but yeah. But getting back on topic, yeah, I don't have a favorite team right now, but it's between. Okay, look, I got some breaking news. Wait, is this in the East? East? Okay, I'm watching in NBA today, and Brian Windhorst is naming his top five East centers. He got Jared Allen at five, Porzingis at four, he got Cat at three, he got Bam at two, he got Joel Embiid at one. This is like a real quick segment. I'm not gonna lie, this is kind of caught me off guard watching this, but. After that list, you know what's crazy? I got Nick Claxton on that list. I got Nick Claxton or Miles Turner could be in that top six. As far as like big men in the East, I think Nick Claxton, I know he's playing on a bad team in Brooklyn, but Nick Claxton is definitely an upcoming big man, you know, a rim protector, you know, who could be better than Rudy Gobert if you ask me. But even with that list, I think Brook Lopez should be on that list. I think Brook Lopez should be on that list. You know, but I mean, I don't think he's not better than Porzingis, but just off a championship experience and like winning, I think Brook Lopez probably should be on that list. Now, I don't know who you take out, but that's for y'all to figure out. But anyway, no, I don't have a favorite team. It's between the Memphis Grizzlies, the Sixers. Like I said, I don't like the Suns roster, so I'm not gonna pick the Suns, but I do root for KD. So Sixers, Grizzlies, I'm gonna just throw the Suns in there. Sorry, I got the window open, but so Suns, Grizzlies, Sixers, those are my three. I'm gonna just throw the Lakers in there because I don't know, but right now. Yeah, I'm having trouble trying to pick a team right now, so I won't have an answer for y'all until yeah, I won't have an answer for y'all until near the season. But I'm probably gonna be a Memphis group. I'm leaning towards the Grizzlies, y'all, because I'm a big Ja. I'm a big Ja fan. I'm a big Ja guy. So you know what I'm saying? So I probably. And I'm gonna throw the Pelicans in there too, because I like the Dante Murray. And overall, I think the Pelicans have a good team. You know, they don't have a big man, but I think they can figure that out. But the Pelicans do need a big man. But those are my four final teams that I just named: the Grizzlies, Sixers, Lakers, Suns, and the Pelicans. Out of five, I gotta decide. It's like free agency. I gotta decide who to sign with. So, as far as this episode, that wraps up the episode. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's it. I'm gonna try and drop another episode by the end of the week or sometime this weekend. But yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. I'm gonna try to get some segments in. I think a week before the season, I'm gonna do a segment of top five teams in the East and West, and then I'm gonna narrow it down to which four will make the conference finals and finals. So I'll decide the last four teams in each conference who I think is gonna go the furthest. You know, hopefully that game will be something that we can play every week. On the pod. So yeah. But other than that, man, that's going to conclude the episode. Hopefully, y'all enjoy listening. You know, we're still not getting a lot of attention when it comes to the podcast, but hopefully that'll change. Like I said, yeah, we're making. I'm using my iPad and my AirPods. So yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed the pod. Make sure y'all go subscribe and follow me on all social media platforms. On Instagram, Drip Guy K Dub. On YouTube at K Dub. On Spotify, K Dub Palace, you know, because this is the name of the podcast, K Dub Palace. I'm your host, K Dub. And guess what? I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode. And we out.